Australia's big miners lead the way with renewable energy. Australia's big miners show the way with renewables. A shift towards sustainability. The Australian government subsidizes diesel from primary producers to the tune of $11 billion Australian dollars per year. Dr. Andrew Forrest of Fortescue Metals has come out swinging, saying that the 18 largest miners receive about one-third of this and don't need it. This shift in stance is notable, given Fortescue's own goal of achieving real zero carbon emissions by 2025. Meanwhile, Gina Reinhardt of Hancock Prospecting is quietly moving her mining interests towards greater reliance on green energy and away from subsidized diesel. Gina recently donated a jet to One Nation's Pauline Hanson, highlighting the disconnect between her public stance and private actions. The proposal to cap the diesel tax credit at $50 million Australian has sparked debate about the effectiveness of subsidies in supporting renewable energy adoption. Capping the diesel tax credit would help restore fairness to the system and reduce dependence on overseas fuel. This move could be a significant step towards building a more resilient, self-reliant system.